On Ozarks at Large this week, we are examining poverty in the state. Yesterday, we talked about the official definition of poverty and the inherent flaws in the nation's poverty measurement system. Today, we look at who is poor in Arkansas and the misconceptions that affect the poverty-ridden population in this country.
According to the latest census numbers, from 2006 to 2010, nearly 18% of Arkansas's total population lived below the poverty level, while the national poverty rate hovered at close to 14%. So, who is poor in Arkansas? Which demographic group is most likely to be affected by poverty in the state?
Younger children are definitely much more at risk of being poor compared to, say, people 65 years and older.
Rich Huddleston is the executive director of Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, a nonprofit that works toward improving the lives of the state's children and families at the Arkansas State Capitol and in Washington, D.C. Huddleston also served as a co-chair of the Arkansas Legislative Task Force on Reducing Poverty and Promoting Economic Opportunity that was created by the Arkansas State Legislature in 2009 after passing Act 722 that made poverty reduction a priority in the state.
Families with younger kids tend to be just starting out in life, and so they may not yet have all the education they need, and they are more likely to be probably in lower-paying jobs, and also just at the beginning of their work history. And so they're not earning high incomes yet in many cases. And to the extent that you're a teen parent, you may or may not be working at all, just depending on your individual circumstances.
The latest census data revealed that the child poverty rate in Arkansas is one of the highest in the country. More than 26% of all children under the age of 18 are poor in the state, compared to close to 19% in the country. Huddleston says that in terms of gender, women are more likely to be poor than men.
Single-parent families, more of them tend to be headed by the mother. And so and single-parent families have a greater tendency to be in poverty than two-parent families. And so for that reason, but also just for the reason that historically women tend to be underpaid for the exact same job relative to men.
Huddleston says, with reference to race, minorities are twice as likely to be poor than Caucasian Americans, although he notes,
A lot of people tend to forget this, is that there are actually more whites living in poverty than there are either African Americans or Hispanics, and in part because they're a much larger share of the overall population. And so even though minorities proportionally are more likely to be in poverty in terms of absolute numbers, there are actually more whites in poverty in Arkansas than there are other groups.
And then there is education. Huddleston says education level is inversely proportional to the rate of poverty. If we look at people who are 25 years and older in the state, only 3.5% of people with a bachelor's degree or higher are poor, compared to close to 27% of those who did not graduate from high school. So why are the poor poor? An oft-cited reason is that the poor are lazy. In a survey conducted by the Salvation Army earlier this year to determine people's attitudes toward poverty, more than one-fourth of the respondents thought that people are poor because they are lazy. Nearly half believed that the poor take advantage of the financial assistance they receive, and all one needs to escape poverty is a sound work ethic. Dr. Michael Katz is a poverty historian at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia and author of the book The Undeserving Poor, From the War on Poverty to the War on Welfare.
There are different ways of thinking about poverty, and perhaps the one that has been dominant in the history of this country is to thinking about poverty as a problem of persons, as a problem of individuals who find themselves poor because of their own deficiencies, because of their own bad behavior, have always been a group that has aroused very little sympathy.
Dr. Alice O'Connor is a poverty historian at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and author of the book Poverty Knowledge, Social Science, Social Policy, and the Poor in 20th Century U.S. History.
One of the biggest myths is that people who are poor are not working, either are not working or are not willing to work, or you know, are somehow willfully deciding that I would much rather be on welfare than work. So, you know, that they're just kind of living the high life here because they've figured out a way to game the system and not have to work for a living. I mean, I just think that is that mythology has always been with us. It's sometimes more powerful than it is at other times.
She says that line of thinking is the biggest misconception affecting the poor in this country. For example, experts say that the fraud rate for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, simply known as the Food Stamp Program, is less than 1%. Brenda Zedlitz is the Director of Economic Opportunity Agency of Washington County's Children's Services. As a social worker who has worked with families in need for more than 10 years, she says the idea that most people in poverty are lazy couldn't be further from the truth.
I just know a lot of really hardworking people who live in poverty, and they're working hard, very hard, to get out of poverty. And they will. Someday they will, because they are so dedicated and devoted to it, so long as they have the right support. And I think another misconception is that people who live in poverty are content, and they're just content to stay there. And I think we don't realize how much, if you live in poverty, it takes a lot of energy just to maintain that level and not fall below that. And it isn't necessarily that they're content, it's just that all their resources and energy are focused on just staying where they are rather than falling even lower on the poverty scale.
Tomorrow, in our Ozarks at Large series on poverty, we will discuss the causes of poverty in the state and the ways in which it affects all of us, not just the poor.
And then there's just the economic cost of poverty to the state. If you look just at the economic impact of kids living in poverty, it results in the loss of about $6.2 billion to the Arkansas economy each year.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mutholkar.
Our series about poverty in Arkansas continues through the week on Ozarks.